Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. In today's episode, in honor of Poland's 100 years of independence, I'd like to say first and foremost, Happy Independence Day to you, Polska. 100 years of independence. I'd also like to talk about 6 did you know facts about Poland. Let's start with some historical facts that cannot be forgotten and play a huge role in what makes Poland, well, Poland. Number 1. There were times in Poland that Poland was literally taken off the map. It happened a few times, sadly. However, the most recent zabory, or the partitioning of Poland, happened in 1795. Poland was divided up between 3 powers, Prussia, Austria, and Russia. These powers swore to erase the name of Poland forever and ever. This occupation, or annexation, lasted until 1918. That's 123 years. Poles never lost hope, they never gave up, and they fought mightily to take back their independence. Can you imagine this happening in America or in Great Britain? I wonder how we'd react under similar circumstances. Respect, Poland. Lots of respect. Number 2. Most of you, most of the world have heard of the Miracle on the Hudson that happened back in 2009, where a pilot landed a plane full of passengers safely on the Hudson River. If you haven't heard this story, an airplane crashed into some birds, a bird strike hit both engines, knocked out power, and the plane had to take an emergency landing on the Hudson River. Everybody was saved, the pilot was a hero. But more importantly, have you heard of the Miracle on the Vistula River? In 1920, the Russian Red Army attacked at the Battle of Warsaw. Poles were on the verge of defeat before miraculously storming back to cripple the Bolshevik army. The Polish victory is seen today as one of the most important in history, as it stopped the spread of communism to the rest of Europe. In my opinion, Poland deserves a lot more credit present day for being the buffer country it is. So thank you, Poland. Number 3. I'm sure you're already very well aware that the Second World War was nothing short of sheer murder for Polish people. And you know, we tend to remember the number of millions of Jews killed by Hitler during this time, but did you know that there were more than 6 million Poles killed during World War II? As horrific as that number seems, what is worth noting here is that Poles never, ever officially surrendered. And knowing Poles, I don't think they ever would have. They fought fearlessly. Hitler even went so far as to bomb Warsaw to fine rubble, and it still didn't sway the spirit of Polish people. Poles do not surrender. They don't give up, ever. I love that about you, Poland. Number 4. Did you know that Polish people have an amazing ability to pull together and unify during times of tragedy or trouble? They will fight right now in peaceful times over the government like crazy. They'll basically kill each other to say who's right or who's wrong. But whenever something happens externally that affects the country inside, a military invasion, any time in history, just look at Polish people and how they've come together. Nothing stops them when they're unified. And I think the best example of that happened during the 1980s, when Polish people decided they had had enough of communism and Russian influence. It was through the Solidarity movement, or in Polish Solidarność, that Polish people shook off the reins of communism. Under the leadership of trade union leader Lech Wałęsa, Poland transitioned into a free, democratic nation. Once again, Poland served as a buffer, setting a pattern for other countries to break free from communism. Once again, thank you, Poland, for that. Number 5, for the 5th point, as you know, many countries like Spain, France, and Britain have been colonial powers, exerting their influence all over the world. There are obvious upsides and downsides to that. But did you know that Poland has never been an aggressive colonialist country? No history of that. Poles have never provoked war or been the instigators of war. Personally, there are many questions I'd like to ask God. When I die and I stand before God, I want to say, first of all, I love you, God. But after that, can I have a question session? In that question session, I'd love to ask him 2 things about Poland. First of all, why did you put Poland between Germany and Russia? And secondly, I'd like to know, why has Poland always had it so rough over the years? It's extraordinary. If you out there are not familiar with Polish history, it really is, I don't know a better word to say than interesting. It is an intriguing, interesting history, and it makes you wonder, why? What has happened? What is it about this country? So, I say that with all my respect. Again, Poland, a lot of respect for what you've been through and what you've become. So, just amazing. Number 6, the last point, has nothing to do with history, but with this day of Independence Day. It's amazing how differently the US and Poland celebrate Independence Day. I think it's common knowledge that Americans go nuts every July the 4th. I know my family do back home, and when I lived in America, we really did. Barbecues in every backyard, crazy ties, wild American attire, and plenty of parties with alcohol. Here in Poland, though, Independence Day is celebrated with a little bit more reverence for a very tragic past. You don't see too much colorful confetti. People don't dress up like giant Polish flags. It's certainly too cold for a barbecue, and fireworks are not popped in every backyard. As a matter of fact, I thought about getting fireworks today. I can't even find them around here. It just doesn't happen like it does in America. However, flags are hung on every street, on every building, and outside of every home. And many people I know today have left the city to go to Warsaw to attend the impressive military parade that they have. It's not only Warsaw, and a lot of other big cities, they have some kind of show, some kind of parade to honor the past. So those were six things that I wanted to share with you today that you really ought to know when you consider Polish Independence Day. So in closing, I would like to use this video on this very special day to say thank you to Poland. I cannot think of a single nation who somehow hasn't been affected by the heroic actions of Poland in the past. Is Poland perfect? Of course not. No country is. But Poland is amazing, the people are incredible, and I am so proud that my wife and kids, all three of my kids, can call themselves both Poles and Americans. Thank you for watching. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and click that button and become a subscriber. See you in the next episode.